Welcome to another edition of Sound Bhakti Pulse. Devotional practice is very effective, but sometimes it's easy to become overwhelmed and to just not do it, just like any other practice. How do we overcome this? How do we make progress in spiritual life on a daily basis? After all, we're going to be 5 years older in 5 years anyway. We might as well make spiritual progress as we're being swept away by powerful time. Here are a few tips. Just begin your spiritual practice with something you can do sincerely and with the right purpose. Just be sincere. Sincere means without pretense. Try your best and be who you are. And also, make sure that you're doing it simply to make advancement in devotional service, not to get name and fame, not to show yourself as something you're not. Just be simple. And if your purpose is right and you sincerely try, you'll make advancement even if you begin with something very small. Another tip is to be detached from what you can't do. There are many things we can't do, but don't be attached that you can't do them. Don't be disturbed that there are things you can't do. Only focus on what you can do right now. When you start an exercise regimen, for example, there are many things you can't do. You may be starting from such a deficit. You may be so unhealthy that all you can do is walk out the door, walk down the street, touch the tree at the end of the street, and come back to your house. That's a good start. Where else would you start? You have to start with what you can do. But oftentimes, I think about all the things that I can't do, and that keeps me from doing what I can do right now. If I focus my mind on what I can do, I become enlivened. And I do it to the best of my ability. And in spiritual life, this is especially potent. Because as Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, Neha bikramanashosti pratyavayo anavidyate swalpam apyasya dharmasya trayate mahato bhaya. Even the tiniest of endeavors in spiritual life are never lost. They go to our eternal benefit. Keep that in mind. Even if you do a little bit of bhakti, it's an eternal asset. You never lose it. So think, what can I do right now to advance my spiritual life? What can I do on a daily basis at which I can remain steady? And from that small beginning, just like a little seed that gets planted in the ground, a huge tree will grow. Actually, Lord Chaitanya says that bhakti begins from a seed. A seed, a little desire. And Srila Prabhupada describes how if one gets good instruction about how to practice bhakti and follows that instruction, that is the seed. That seed, when watered regularly, will grow. And it actually makes an escape from the material world. It breaks through the coverings of the material universe, something we can't do with any machine. The bhakti creeper does. Not only does it penetrate the universe, it grows through the effulgence of the great spiritual sky and finds its way all the way to the lotus feet of Krishna in Goloka Vrindavan. This is the power of the bhakti practice. There, the creeper entwines itself around Krishna's lotus feet. So we have to be patient. That means to be detached from the immediate inability to achieve something. I may have the immediate inability to achieve something, but that doesn't mean I won't achieve it, It just means I won't achieve it right now. Gardeners know when you plant a seed, you have to be patient. You also have to take care of it, but you also have to wait. But if you know that the seed is potent and you know that the water is nourishing the seed, you can be sure that the plant will grow and be healthy and produce fruit. In the same way, you should become convinced by reading Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam and Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita that the bhakti seed received from pure devotees is so powerful that if one waters it, even a little bit, consistently, one will attain a beautiful fruit, pure love of God. It may not happen right away, but it will happen. And what else have we got to work for in this life except this most cherished goal? Thank you very much for listening to this edition of Sound Bhakti Pulse. Have a fantastic day. Hare Krishna.